RSM Central's Form Express.
It's Geelong Cup Day here in Victoria. The track is a good four. The rails are the true. Let's hear what Dean Lester has to say regarding his best bets.
I like Vitruvius as the best. Michael, race 2, number 12. Best value is the last. Race 9, number 8, Legend of Zorro. The Quaddy, the first leg, 1, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, 2, 8, 14. Third leg, 3, 8, 10, 13. Come home on 8, 13, 14 and 15. Play of the day for me is a parlay 2-3. It's for the win. Race 2, number 12, Vitruvius, a win. Race 8, number 3, Howamantic, and a win and a place. Race 9, number 8, Legend of Zorro.
Paddy Payne joins us now because he'll be saddling up Defibrillate. He's had a pretty good preparation this time in. He's a $7 chance in the Bet365 Geelong Cup. Good morning to you, Paddy.
Good morning, Gareth.
It looks a nice race for Defibrillate today. Should get a lovely run, you would imagine, from that gate.
Yeah, I think so. I think this has probably been the most achievable race from this preparation. He's been slowly getting fitter and fitter. I think he's still got some improvement in him, but as I said, this is the fittest we've had in this preparation.
He hasn't been that far away, however, Paddy, against some nice horses.
Yeah, it's very hard to find easy races from that. So, as I said, the form around is pretty good. Working out his pecking order, he comes to the grades really well, but we're really high now, so we'll find who's good enough.
From gate 3, do you think he can settle a little closer this afternoon?
I would say so. I don't know why, but he's at the back. Normally, he's a pretty genuine jumper, and as I said, he's good at that too, so there's no reason why he has to give away an unnecessary heads up.
And as I pointed out, he's an each-way chance there at $7 today. What have you got in mind for him after this, Paddy?
It's a nice option for him. As I said, he's taken a bit of racing to get fit this preparation, so I'm happy to go back him up next week in the menu. I hope it looks achievable.
Yep, and just with the Geelong track, do you think he'll enjoy that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Boyle reports the track's in fantastic order. The layout will be okay for him, no excuse.
All right, mate. We'll have something each way on him, I think, at $7 today. Thanks for your time, as always.
Good luck. Thank you.
There's Paddy Payne there. Vitruvius, I should say. Paul Pruska trains this galloper in race number 2. And, of course, he's Dean Lester's best bet. Let's hear what Paul had to say.
Yeah, look, he's trained on. I haven't had to do much with him since. Just sort of let him tick over. I feel he's a natural staying type. So, it'll answer a few questions today. He's quite soft in the hands, still, so gate 12, I don't see an issue, Brett, till find a spot and put him to sleep, and hopefully he's there late,
So Vitruvius there is at $3.20. It is the favourite in an open race there, race number 2 at Geelong this afternoon. Confrontational is trained by Jason Warren in race number 3. Let's hear what Jason has to say.
So I think the horse is much sharper in his work now. He's a gelding, and we've added the blinkers. And last start, he sprinted very well with the 62 on his back, off a fit and sprint, which is not really his go. So I think the horse is going much better than he's obviously going much better than he went last prep. Because last prep is a cold, he wasn't really concentrating. So he's going super.
Now, she's out to $2.30 in the Bet365 Geelong Cup today now, Charlie Rose. She's trained by Simon Wilde. Let's hear what Simon had to say about her chances this morning.
She's drawn to get a really good run, and she gets the track conditions to suit. And, it looks like an achievable race. She's got good form lines going into this race, through Nonconformist and Delphi. I think it's a good even cup field. I think she'll have to be right on her game, to be winning it. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park at all. Hopefully will from that good barrier. And she's pretty reliable. Like, she jumps well from the barriers, and she puts herself in good position. So, I think hopefully things will work out okay for her.
Shane Montgomery joins us now to preview the Kenzo meeting at Randwick this afternoon. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Take it away, mate, with your best bets and a quaddie, please.
All right. Well, I thought in race three, number one, Mighty Deal, was entitled to be backed. It was stepping up into this distance range last start at Rose Hill. It was much too good that day. He was only second up, Gareth, and he's obviously got scope to improve. He's making a Kensington track debut. I couldn't see any reason why that the circuit wouldn't suit. That's race three, number one, Mighty Deal. I'm hoping the best all days in the last. Number two, Le Viseur. I think it's pronounced Le Viseur. Trialled at home at Rose Hill before he resumed at Warwick Farm last start. That was with Robbie Dolan aboard. Robbie's retained the ride today, and they don't go much better than Le Viseur went at Warwick Farm first up. I think they can continue on race seven, number two. And in the quaddy in the first leg, 1, 2, 5, and 8. In the second leg, number nine, I think will start very short and looks the winner, but I didn't mention it because it'll be so short. Thought we could take it on its own. In the third leg, 2, 3, 8, 9, and 10. In the fourth leg, 2 and 5.
Good on you, Shane. Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Racing in Queensland at Ipswich. Howard Walter, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth. Just seven races. There's a chance of a storm today, so just keep an eye on that. The track was wet yesterday. It's good at the moment. I'm going to start off in race one, number three, a horse called Why We Drink. I don't see why this was $5.50 and
the favourite. Why do we drink, by the way, Howard?
Well, how long have you got?
If we back plenty of winners today, hopefully we can have a drink. In celebration, instead of commiserations if we lose.
And of course, Gareth, we are talking about water. We drink because we 100%. Must stay hydrated. It's essential for good health.
And if you do drink alcohol, drink responsibly, of course.
Drink responsibly, exactly, and never get in a car afterwards. Here we go. Race one, number three, Why We Drink. First up, got hampered early. Wound up settling fourth, finished fourth. It was a good field, though. Beery Cart was the winner. It's a horse going places. Now, second up last time in Wiry Drink, won very well over the 1,200 at Bow Desert, won again next start, and then was highly competitive in good fields in Brisbane, including running fifth in the listed race, the Phoenix Stakes, behind Volcanic Rock. So what I was saying at the outset, I'm not sure why this is $5.50 and the favourite's odds on. I think there's only two chances. It's 1-2 each way, no, only seven runners, but I'll suggest race one, number three, Why We Drink. And again, looking for a little bit of a price, race six, number two, Married to the Mob. Another interestingly named horse. Now, this horse is hard and fit. When you go through the others, Del Toro's Take on Trust, Vaporising will be buried back on the fence, Clearview Stars drawn awkwardly. So I thought Married to the Mob, he got such a good record at this track and distance. Get a nice trail, the claim for Kyle Wilson-Taylor. Again, on an each-way basis, race six, number two. Quaddy, 2 and 6, one only. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 6.
Good on you, Howard. Enjoy your
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's you Howard Walter, racing at Narracourt in South Australia. Good morning to you, Nadia Horn.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. What do you think about this meeting this afternoon?
A little program down the southeast that will kick things off in race three. I do think 2 Gigalong is going to be pretty hard to beat here. It's a few weeks between runs. It does get a 2 kilo claim. Its efforts have been in stronger races through this prep where we've seen it contest a couple of races in town. It's back down the southeast as we know originally trained here. Obviously now with Shill and Jason Yench with the two bases, one at Murray Bridge and also one down the southeast. They do sort of swap their horses around a bit, but he's got a brilliant record this track. He's been a winner here 4 of 6 occasions. So I reckon he's hard to beat there, Gigalon, in race three. We then go on to the next of the races. And I do think in race number four today that number four, Mulgalil, does look very hard to beat as well. Look, it's had the two runs back this preparation, ran a much improved race last start. I don't think there's a lot of speed here, and I'm anticipating over 2,000. The young Jace Kavofferman will go forward and lead and dictate and run them along a little bit, and she'll really give you something to watch. So race four, number four, Mulgalil. And the other horse we like comes up in race six in the 1,200-metre race, and I thought that number six, El Magnificence, looks really well placed. It's won its past two, 3 weeks between runs into this. Both runs have been at Balaclava, but it has improved from one run to another off of very differing run races. So it is pretty adaptable. Seems to have the 7-year-old has really found its probably peak form of its career at its last couple of starts, and it's one who does get to a really good position on the map. So the three horses we like are race three, the two, race four, the four, and race six, number six. And our quaddy today will go 2, 5, 8, 9, the first leg, 4, 6, 8, 10 in the second, 5, 6, 11 in the third leg, and 7, 13, and 15 in the last.
Good on you, Nadia. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Now, they're racing at Northam this afternoon in Western Australia. That meeting's been transferred from Ascot to Northam, and Pete Anthonis joins us now, thanks to the Mailbag team. Hello to you, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
Do you like this card today? There's a few short price favourites here.
Yeah, and look, to be honest, the favourites look to be the ones that you want to be focusing on. It just depends on what price you're happy taking with all of them. But look, I thought starting off in race one, Flower in the Wind was... it's gone up second favourite, and I just think the price on Advanced is short enough. Advanced settled outside of Champagne Dame and really didn't offer too much in the straight. It finished fourth on that occasion as a well-beaten favourite. Flower in the Wind has shown it's able to post the figures on the soft going, which is a big tick for today, and the trial was pretty quiet, I thought. And look, Nev Parnham's been going in reasonably good form of late and just consistently well. So I think Flower in the Wind is clearly a bet here in the first. I've got it marked closer to around $2.70, so... we're getting $3.50 at the moment, so we'll start off with a bet in race one on number nine.
All right, then where do we go?
We'll go to race six. Look, we talked about Beanie yesterday. I was hoping for a little bit of a longer price, closer to $4, but there's been quite a few scratchings, accelerates out, which takes a bit of the speed out. But as a result, Beanie from gate three really should just be able to sit here in the first four. I'm not sure anything in this race is going to give him too much trouble. Should have won their last start, or at least gone close to winning. It's been really consistent so far, this preparation. I know it is a horse that has given a few people nightmares over the years, but I don't think we really have to worry about too much today. And if it does rain, it will be able to handle it as well. So Beanie in race six. Look, again, I've got it marked with a two in front and getting around that $3.50 mark once more.
Beautiful. Payday if Beanie can get the job done. Is that all there, Pete?
That would be it. I think big watch on God Has Chosen in the last there, Gareth. First start for Lindsay Smith, former Albany horse, could be anything. So big watch on that
Who
horse.
Who trained it in Albany?
Well, that's a really good question, and I can't remember off the top of my head. But,
now, looking how it went there at Albany that day, it does look like, to me anyway, that it will live up to his name, because I think God Has Chosen it. I think it's out of the box.
Yes, I think so too. I'll be looking forward to seeing that horse up in town at some stage.
All right, mate. Good on you, Pete. Good luck.
All right. Go well, Gareth.
Dan Malecki, he loves these days. On a cloud in the sky, and he gets to head to his home track at Melton. Hello to you, Dan.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials?
Race one, number six, Diego's Diamond, to win. It just looks like a race that should set up nicely for Diego's Diamond. That's in the first, which is not all that far away. And each way, race eight, number seven, Moonlight Drive, I thought would represent value. It's the right race for it, so it can give you a good sight. Race eight or seven of the quaddie. First leg, seven and nine. Second leg, four, five, six and seven. Third leg, two, three, four and seven. And the fourth leg, one, two and seven. And I think I look best in black, so the black shorts, always something I look forward to.
Yes.
On my home turf.
It slims you down a little bit, the black shorts. Good on you, Dan.
Thanks, Gareth.
Lockie McIntosh joins us. They're racing in Echuca tonight in the trots. Good morning, Lockie.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
How do we make some money there on the right on the Murray River there at Echuca tonight?
Look, good program tonight. Only seven races. I came up with my best race three, number seven, Do Not Surrender. The market has a little bit of a match race with the Ski Bowl, the black and white pacer Holstein, but I like Do Not Surrender, drawn off the back row. It's been trialling well, and I think it'll go close to around $3, now into $2.90 with the tab, so it's a good way to play. My value was A Better Secret, race six, number two, but there's no value there anymore. It's been smashed from $8 into something like $3. So, look, I think it'll go very close, but there's certainly not as much value there now. That's race six, number two, A Better Secret, coming out of an Oaks heat last time out, so it's a bit of a drop back in class. The quaddie, look, we'll take the 4-1 out, a newcomer to the Douglas stable. The second leg, we'll go 4-5-6-8. The third leg, 1-2-3-5-8. Final leg, the odds-on favourite is 2 Heritage Lady. You can just take it one out if you're confident enough, but I didn't think it was an over-the-line moral, so you might be able to get some value if you go a little wider and take the 1, the 2, the 3, the 5 and the 6 for a smaller percentage there. That's Echuca tonight, Gareth.
Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for that.
No worries. Good luck.
Georgie Farouge has done the form for the Meadows and Ballarat, and it's a big day for us here on RSN 927 with our draft dog going for glory in the Great Chase, Georgie.
Yes, mate, and I don't know if it's been your money, but been back from 34s to 31s. Gareth, old hushing dust, but as we heard from Ian Garlin yesterday, her hope, mate, is if she can just sit behind the greyhounds drawn to her left, they've got a little bit of speed in the race.
The one that's been really well backed is Hamilton, Gareth. So we mentioned it yesterday. It was $9 into $4.60. Idolized $3.80 into $3.20. A couple of them have drifted Ridge from $4.88 to $8. So there's been a little, there's been some moves going on here. I'm sticking with Idolize. If it can just begin like it did last week, Gareth, it's going to have to offset this poor box draw. But I think it's a greyhound going place. There's a couple of runs. Its sectionals have been outstanding. And as I said, Hamilton, the odds have gone a little bit, but its run last week against Revolution, who was favourite before the scratchings come out, is into $4.60 now. But we're having a play today. I think Revolution is race nine, number six, Gareth, around the $1.70 mark. I think he'll just be winning. As he said, he was favourite for the Great Chase before the scratchings, and he ran second, and he certainly didn't lose any admirers in that second-place effort. He still ran 30 and 20 for his City debut, and if he jumps clean, then I think he can break 30 seconds today, Revolution. So race nine, number six. Quality numbers, Gareth, 1345 into 1568. Into 1268, into 1256 and 7. Tough quaddy. Ballarat tonight, we're going to take a multi here or a double. Race three, number one, Jigglypuff. She's on her last chance here, Gareth, but we've tipped her a few times. She's just getting closer to a win. She's drawn well. She should just be winning here today. Race three, number one, into race 11, number one, Marcus Rowe. Drawn well. He's the class runner of the field, and I think if he could just begin safely, he'll be hard to beat. So 3-1 into 11-1. Quaddy numbers 2, 4 and 6 into 1, 2, 3 and 6 into 5 and 8 into number 6 to bring us home, which is Typhoon Sammy.
Good on you, Georgie. Go, no worries, mate. Go Hushing Dusk.
Good on you. Go, girl.